It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Good morning, everyone. We are coming to you from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, and we've got a busy show lined up for today. A little bit later on, we'll talk lots of wrestling with Kaw-Wah County Middle School Coach Jason Asher. Kaw-Wah County Youth Wrestling Coach Brian Bonnell will also be in the studio with us, and we've got members of the Kaw-Wah County Middle School Wrestling Team lined up for you as well, so stay tuned for that. But we're going to start the morning by talking to a former Caldwell County Tiger standout, now the boys head basketball coach at Bowling Green High School. D.G. Sherrill will join us on the phone in just a bit, so stay with us as we roll on the Sideline Report on this Thursday morning here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
At Caldwell Medical Center, our transitional care patients receive the same care as they would in a skilled nursing facility, including physical, occupational, respiratory, speech therapies, and more. Every situation is unique. We help our patients reach their personal goals for independent living, all delivered with the care and compassion our patients deserve, right here, close to home. For more information, visit CaldwellMedical.com.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Make sure your equipment is ready to hit the fields hard with special deals on genuine Case IH parts and service. Get up to $100 off any combination of OEM engine oils, coolants, filters, and fleet guard filters. Receive $300 off every Max Maintain Plan maintenance agreement. And get 0% interest and make no payments for 90 days on Case IH parts. Stop into H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, and Owensboro today to save on genuine Case IH parts and service.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Your local McDonald's wants you to know that they are ready to serve you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dine-in or the drive-thru is always open, and they offer curbside pickup service. To avoid the wait in the drive-thru, you can download the McDonald's app and try curbside pickup. Stop in soon and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at your local McDonald's. Proud to be a part of this community. McDonald's of Princeton, proud supporters of the Caldwell County Tigers.
As a bank that's been part of the Caldwell County communities for almost 140 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we worked alongside. We affirm our commitment to the shared values that brought us here. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hancock's Neighborhood Market and the Persnickety Pig are teaming up for the big game. Enter to win a $200 prize pack to make your big game party a big hit. Enter today at WPKYonline.com. Contest ends February 4th.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams. And your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold,
unbelievable,
those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool too.
That's something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner.
Ball game over.
YourSportsEdge.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for joining us this morning. Joining us now from Bowling Green, a former Caldwell County Tiger basketball standout. He's the boys basketball head coach there at Bowling Green High School. D.G. Sherrill joins us on the Sideline Report. And D.G., good morning. Thanks for coming on the show this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Todd.
Absolutely. You recently hit a big milestone, 400 wins there at Bowling Green. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't really know I was approaching that. The same night that I got that win, I had a kid that went over 1,000 points, and I knew that was happening. And after the game, a couple of my assistants said, "Coach, you just hit 400. I'm like, really? You know, I had no idea. I guess it means I've been here a long time. I'm getting old.
Well, you guys win 20 games a year or 30 games a year, so those adds up pretty quick.
They do. I've been blessed, buddy. It's been a lot of good players and good staff. So, yeah, I've been blessed to be here and have this opportunity.
How long have you been at Bowling Green now?
Well, I've been here 18 years. This is my 15th year as the head basketball coach. I took a 3-year hiatus when I moved into central office and administration. And then this is my fourth year back from that 3-year hiatus. So 15 years total.
Yeah, you guys are 19-4, and it looks like you guys are in the hunt for the 4th Region Championship again this season.
Yeah, we've had a great year. We've got a Division I kid that's going to Columbia, and Mason Ritter, 6'9" kid. We got a great set of guards, and Deuce Berry, who is also our starting quarterback, and MJ Wardlow, who will be a college basketball player. So we've got nice players, and we've had a nice season so far, but we certainly want to try to make a run at this thing if at all possible.
Yeah, you guys had some close losses early in the year, but it looks like you're on a roll right now.
Yeah, we went through, we didn't have our football kids for the first 5 games, I guess, of the season, and that's always a little bit of a struggle for us. We schedule pretty tough schedules every year, so we lost a couple early, and then we went to the King of the Bluegrass and trying to find a little traction, ran into a couple pretty good teams. So I think we're 11 or 12 wins in a row now and kind of rolling in district play and trying to get that number one seed. The 4th region is always a real challenge, but, we're fighting and clawing and scratching. I think we're headed back down back home, playing Lyon County in a couple weeks in their little shootout. So still got some fun games on the horizon.
Oh, yeah, that will be a heck of a matchup with the Lions. As far as getting back this way, we've got the West Kentucky Hoops Classic each year around Christmas. We need to get you guys in that thing some year.
Yeah, we'd love to come down and play in it. We talked a little bit a few years ago about playing, but I mean, it's always nice to come home. Family can come watch and friends and stuff. So we love coming to that area and playing. We've been to Paducah to tournaments, and we've played in Lyon event a couple times, been to Madisonville, Henderson. But anytime we can get West Kentucky to play, it's home for me, so we enjoy trying to do that.
Now, how much do you still keep up with Caldwell County sports?
Quite a bit. I check scores a lot, and I always click over to Caldwell County and check their scores. I have for years. I got another former Tiger up here with me that I played with, and Steve Smiley. He's coaching on our girls' staff. His daughter's playing up here, so we talk hoops a lot and talk about the influence old Harry Bird had on me a long time ago. Kind of got the bit in my mouth to love basketball and be in basketball my entire life, and it's just, it's been great. And keeping up with the guys back home has been nice. Terry Hayes, who was kind of my mentor, is back on the sideline at University Heights. So a lot of connections to that area in basketball back home.
Now, did you see that earlier this year in the preseason, Caldwell County and Crittenden County played a scrimmage at the Fredonia Gym?
Yes, I played that day. I would have come down and watched that. I played for the Fredonia Lions many years ago in that gym, and I'm an alumnus of Fredonia Elementary School. And so I'd love to go down there and saw that happen. That's pretty cool. And you got a Froelichs on the sideline at Crittenden County. The Froelichs have kind of ruled Fredonia basketball for as long as anybody can remember. So that would have been something pretty cool to be a part of.
Yeah, we played a lot of Little League games in the Fredonia gym back in the day, and the middle school team used to go down there and practice every day.
Yeah, we used to get on a bus with Roy Jean,
yeah.
Rogers, and he would drive us down to Fredonia Elementary School, and we would play. And, if you start thinking about the players on the teams that we had at that time and the Michael Grays and the Chad Peppers and the David Grays and Timmy Rileys you know, those are the guys that were Junior McGowan and Ronnie Sims and Wes Old, a bunch of us guys in that gym. Those are some historic athletic names in Caldwell County, you know, in basketball and football. And we were in that little gym down there battling as 6th, 7th, 8th grader. We were getting after it down there. It was a lot of fun. And Roy Jean, we all know how much fun he was to play for.
Yeah, Roy Jean's got a grandson now that's our son, I guess, coaching on the Crittenden County staff. So, you know, he keeps up with Crittenden County, and he was here the other night. Of course, Matt Fralix is down there, like you say. So, lots of connections going on in that area.
Yeah, very familiar names, and a lot of familiarity with, you know, when we were younger, we would actually break into Fredonia School and play basketball. You know, we wouldn't break in and do any damage, just a hoop, and the janitors would catch us and run us out of there. And it would, you know, we just kept doing it. We thought we'd get an hour or two of ball in there before they'd run us off. You know, we'd go in there and play some. So yeah, that's a cool little area. A lot of good basketball players have come out of that area and have given a lot of good players to Caldwell County for a long time.
Now, you were a senior at Caldwell County on the 1987 team. And, DG, that's still the last Tiger team to reach the championship game of the second region basketball tournament.
I think for 2 years, Todd, we had, well, now that I've done this a long time, we had a top 10 team in the state. I think Caldwell County in 86 and 87. I'm not sure 86 wasn't the better basketball team. You had Timmy and Chad and those guys that really were special players. But then in 87, we made a run at it, and I still say we were on a bad break with a few fouls playing the great Travis Ford at his home gym. We had the better team. We beat Madisonville every time we played them for 2 years except for that regional championship game. And I was the biggest kid we had, and they had 6'9", 6'9", on the front line, and we had those guys beat. So it was probably one of the more heartbreaking moments in all these years of sitting on that bench knowing we weren't going to go to Rupp Arena. But what a special group of guys to play with. I tell people I was the best screener and rebounder on the team. I didn't have to score a lot because I was surrounded by what I think is the most talent that's ever come through that school. And Coach Berg told me that years later. He said, you know, that was a team that may never come back through. We had size. We could shoot the ball. We were athletic. You know, and you had the guards that just, I mean, they were monsters. And it was really a fun time to be a part of Caldwell County basketball team.
Yeah, having to play Madisonville at Madisonville in the regional championship game just didn't quite seem fair, did it?
No. Well, the year before, we had to play Hopkinsville in the regional semifinals at Hopkinsville. And everybody knew what kind of team they had. So for 2 years, you know, our little school, Caldwell County, had to go in and battle those two big schools in our region. And we had both. We competed like everything in both games. Hopkinsville was special. That was my unbelievable team. But again, I still to this day think we were better than Madisonville. We just weren't going to be able to pull that off at their home place with, you know, their best player in school history on that team. So that wasn't going to happen for us. But man, what a great experience for those years. And like I say, Coach Bird, you know, he gave me a chance to go out there and play when he didn't have to. And I'm forever in his debt because he gave me something that has generated a lot of success and enjoyment for me for my entire career. And I remember practices with him, and I remember things he'd say, and I think sometimes he didn't know if we were listening, but we took it in like a sponge and just is really impacted my life for a long time.
We are talking this morning with former Tiger D.G. Sherrill. He's now the boys basketball head coach at Bowling Green. And D.G., just talk about some of the success you've been able to have there at Bowling Green. A state championship, I believe, 2017, and you were AP Coach of the Year that year.
Yeah, that year I had I don't know, 36-2, lost two games in the King of the Bluegrass and never lost again. I have a kid that's currently on the Chicago Bulls roster, and Terry Taylor. You know, I had the number one ranked eighth grader in the world, I guess, in Zion Harmon at the time, whatever that means, being number one ranked eighth grader, but I also had, you know, Kyron Jones, who's now at Georgetown. He's an all-time leading rebounder in Georgetown basketball history. And D'Angelo Wilson, who was an All-American wide receiver at Austin Peay. And I just had a great basketball team. And, you know, they went to four straight state tournaments, that class did. And we went to the finals. We were in the Final Four, and we finally won it. And, you know, in my tenure here at Bowling Green, I've been blessed to coach McDonald's All-American. You know, I've been blessed to coach Mr. Basketball and Turner Buttrey, who's currently at Eastern. I got to coach an NBA player, Terry Taylor. and a host of other just really good college basketball players. I've had a tremendous administration that's been very supportive of us throughout the years. And like you say, you know, we've been able to win 400 games in under 15 seasons, which I don't know, it's 26 or so wins a year. And I could, you know, I beat my chest about how great that you know, I am, but that's not me. I've been blessed to be on a great staff with great players and a lot of support. We've had strong football here for years. And, you know, a lot of people get wrapped up in the one sport guy. We probably share, this year we probably have 17 guys that play football and basketball both. And you just learn how to understand and get the best kids to play all the sports. And so we've done that at Bowling Green masterfully. They won a football state championship in 5A, and we're sitting here at 19-4. And a big influence in both our teams are the other team's athletes. And so I think that's just been a blessing all the way along. And, you know, I've been doing this now. This is my 33rd year in education, and just have really enjoyed the opportunity to coach so many good young people and be a part of this program for the length that I've been able to be here.
Now, talk about some of your previous coaching stops, because you were over at Hoptown for a little while, right?
Well, I started off, I was an assistant basketball coach in Dawson Springs for 3 years. That's where Terry Hayes and I started. He was 24 and I, as a head coach, and I was 22 as an assistant right out of college. Mr. Back, Philip Back, was a former basketball coach. He was the principal and brought us in there, and we probably took all the hair off his head. It was something else with two of us to coach. And then I got married and went to Hopkinsville, and I went a year ahead of Terry. Terry came over a year later, and I was there with him as an assistant for 5 years. And then I coached the head girls coach at Hoptown for 2 years. And then I moved to my wife and I wanted to move back up here. We both went to Western. She's from Muhlenberg County. And we wanted to move back up here and get our girls in school in this direction. We both loved Bowling Green and Western stuff. So I took the job in Allen County, Scottsville for 4 years and had a really good run there. And from there, when the Bowling Green job opened, I'd always thought that this program was a sleeping giant, not only in this region, but in the state. And so had a great interview with the principal and the team there and got this job, and have never looked back, have never looked anywhere else or thought about anything else. Just have really embraced the opportunity I've had here. And I tell people when I'm done at Bowling Green coaching basketball, I'll be done coaching basketball, because this has just been a great place for me for a very long time.
Well, I'm guessing the goal there at Bowling Green each year is to get to Rupp Arena?
I mean, you know, I've had, Coach Head, who's our girls coach, was at Russellville. He and I had long conversations when he was coming over, and we talked about that. You know, in a lot of places, to get to Diddle Arena is a big deal for your school, and it's a big deal for us. We don't sell ourselves short on getting to Diddle Arena and getting the regional tournament. But we try to get there with the opportunity to go to Lexington. We want, you know, we talk about that opportunity. And in our gym, you know, we don't have any district banners hanging in our gym. In our arena, you have to win a regional championship to get a banner hung. And that's just been the way that mantra has been for a long time. And we feel like that, you know, we want to set that standard. Now, we respect the opportunity to get out of our district and get to the region. But we want to make sure we understand that we're fighting for a chance to go to Rupp every year. That's what we want to try to do. That's how we design our goals. And I think if you want to have a program at that level, then you talk to your kids and help them own some of that, those goals and some of those objectives, and try to just get them in there and have that expectation every day. So we don't try to minimize expectations. We try to put our bar as high as we can. If we don't meet that, then, you know, at least we're striving for it to be the absolute best version of ourselves we can be.
You know, DG, one thing that always kind of amazes me is how many former Caldwell Countyans there are in the Bowling Green area. And, you know, you mentioned Katie Smiley's on the girls' team there, and Steve Smiley's coaching. You guys had a doubleheader with Warren Central, I think, last week, and Anthony Hickey is the girls' coach at Warren Central. So there's a whole lot of Caldwell County connections there in Bowling Green.
Oh, there's probably, Todd, I probably know of 8 or 10 people that I graduated high school with personally that are here. You know, friends from high school and girls I went to high school with that have just, you know, went to Western, met somebody here and married and stayed or got jobs here. A lot of people have moved this direction. You know, this is the fastest growing community in the state of Kentucky. Bowling Green is growing like crazy. And we tell people, I've lived here now totally from 21 years. So I moved here and I moved to Allen County. So I've been here a long time, and we tell people this is like a little bubble. People don't know about this community until they get here. And of course, Steve was a fraternity brother. Steve Smiley was a fraternity brother of mine at Western, and we've remained good friends for all these years. And so he was eager to move back to this area too, just because of, you know, it's a nice area to live in. You're an hour from Nashville. You're an hour and a half from Louisville, and you just got, you know, a lot of opportunities. And so we've been here for a long time and really enjoy it. But you're right. I run across people from Princeton or Caldwell County all the time. You know, Joe Dan Beavers runs Life Skills. You know, he and I have crossed paths on some mental health stuff in our school districts that we're partnered with, and you know, just good folks that from home up here. And it's when you meet somebody, it's like, okay, I know you, I know where you're from, and there's kind of a kinship right away from being from our hometown.
Well, if you ever get back this way on a Thursday morning, you need to come into the studio and be with us live in the studio one morning.
Absolutely, Todd. Love to, man. Love to talk to you guys and catch up about home. I say there's nothing but positive vibes about Caldwell County and Princeton. It was a good place to me and gave me some good roots and really, like I say, it gave me some foundation for what I've been able to do professionally. So nothing but positive things to say about my home and the impact you all had on me.
Well, good luck moving forward, and really appreciate the time this morning coming on the show and talking with us.
Hey, Todd, always great to catch up with you, buddy. Another 1987 grad, right?
Yeah, right there with you, man. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
No, but, you know, I always say the older we get, the better we were, right?
Right, absolutely. All right, thanks, DG. Have a great day.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate you, buddy.
That's DG Sherrill, class of 1987 at Caldwell County. And like I said, he was on that last Caldwell County basketball team to reach the regional championship game at the second region tournament back in 1987. Sherrill and the Purples will play at Greenwood on Friday night. We've got Caldwell County Tiger basketball for you here on WPKY tonight. The Tigers and Lady Tigers will be at Trigg County. Sort of an old-school 5th District doubleheader. It's been, 20 years now since the Tigers and Lady Tigers were actually in the 5th District, but that Trigg County doubleheader is still a big rivalry for all of those teams, and it's homecoming at Trigg County tonight. They'll do the homecoming before the doubleheader. The girls play at 6 o'clock and the guys at 7:30, and of course, we'll have all the action for you right here on WPKY. A busy week for Caldwell's guys. Already played a couple of times. They'll play tonight at Trigg County, a big 7th District game against Dawson Springs coming up at the Cab Gym on Friday night, and then the Tigers headed to Mayfield on Saturday. Caldwell's girls after today only have one game left this week. They'll go to Crittenden County on Saturday. But again, basketball action here on WPKY tonight, Caldwell County at Trigg County, a big doubleheader, and you can listen to the games right here. We need to get to a timeout here on the Sideline Report. When we come back, we'll be talking wrestling. Caldwell County Middle School Coach Jason Asher will be with us. Caldwell County Youth Coach Brian Bonnell. We'll also talk with members of the Caldwell County Middle School Wrestling Team. So stay with us for that as we continue on the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY.
At Little River Vet Clinic, Drs. Todd and Joanna Freeman have the experience to take care of your small and large animals. Follow Little River Vet Clinic on Facebook and find them on Glenwood Mill Road in Cadiz.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, overnight low 30 degrees by this afternoon, mostly sunny, high near 57, a slight breeze out of the southwest as well. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, that breeze out of the southwest continuing with a low around 39, and then Friday, nice little warm-up here as temperatures get above 60 with partly sunny skies, and then Friday night, partly cloudy, low around 39. But back to right now, an overnight low of 30 by this afternoon, mostly sunny, 57 in southwestern Kentucky.
As a bank that's been part of the Caldwell County communities for almost 140 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we worked alongside. We affirm our commitment to the shared values that brought us here. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What are we going to do? Doctor, will he be okay?
Unexpected happens. Goodwin Insurance Agency has you covered with auto, home, life, commercial, boat, and RV insurance. That way, when the unexpected happens...
Congratulations! It's a girl!
You're covered.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
My family watched as my dad, my kids' grandpa's quality of life seemed to quickly fade. We kept hearing, try this or try that. But when you hear, I just want to enjoy my last months, I knew we needed another option. That's when we turned to Pennyroyal Hospice. Even today, it's tough to talk about. But when I think of the quality time my dad had with our family, it makes me smile and gives me peace. Pennyroyal Hospice. It's about living to the fullest.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580, 103.3 WPKY, and time to talk wrestling now with Kaw-Wah County coaches Jason Asher, Brian Bunnell in the studio with us right now. And Jason, you guys had a big weekend down at Paducah.
Yes, sir, we did. We overall, we came in fourth as a team, and we were one of the smaller teams that was there. We had 11 kids, seven of the 11 qualified. And we got one alternate, so it was a really good day for a lot of us.
We got all of them here just about to talk on the radio, and I'll let you introduce the first wrestler you've got for us.
All right, first kid we have right here at 77 pounds was our fourth grader, Ziggin Harris. You can say hi, Ziggin.
Hey, guys.
How did you do? Tell us how you did over at the regional tournament.
I got second place.
Good job. How did you get into wrestling? How long have you been wrestling?
2 seasons.
What kind of got you involved in wrestling? What made you want to wrestle?
Raymond, my grandpa. All
right. Jason, talk about how he wrestled at the region.
Well, at the regional tournament, we knew that he was one of the younger kids, just looking at the bracket itself. But as far as talent-wise, he stacks up evenly with any of them up there. And whenever we tell all of our kids to have a mindset, just because you beat somebody all year, that they're going to be another level. And Ziggin definitely wrestled at another level that day. He was positive. He said, Coach, I want to do the best that I can. And he sure did. He performed.
Ziggin was – sorry for cutting you off. Ziggin was one of my state placers last year for the youth team. And Jason and I knew last year after his run in the postseason that he was going to do something special with the middle school team this year. And he surely came out, and he was a phenomenal athlete, firing on all cylinders every day in practice, at every tournament he went to. I mean, just a class athlete right there.
What was your toughest match in the region?
The seventh grader that beat me in the finals.
There you go. Getting to the finals is a good thing, though. Well, I appreciate you coming in today. Jason, who else do you have with us?
I've got another kid that's wrestled for me, our 83-pounder that was also a runner-up, Ethan Klejay.
Hello.
How did your weekend go at region?
Pretty good. I got second place. Yeah.
Well, same question for you. What kind of got you into wrestling in the first place?
Well, my dad wrestled in high school, and my brother had been wrestling, so I just kind of was around it.
What's your goals for the state tournament now?
My goals is really I want to do better than I did last year, and honestly, anything better than 5 because I got 6 last, so anything higher than that.
Yep. You guys want to say anything?
Well, last year we had 2 state qualifiers. We had Donovan Rogers, which is a freshman this year, and he's performing very good with a high school team right now. I think he's the 132-pounder. And we had, of course, Ethan. He was the other state qualifier. And Ethan was kind of like a small fish in the big pond last season because he just moved here. And we didn't know a whole lot about him, but we knew from the moment he got on the mat we had something with him. And he found the right weight class. He found the right spot. And whenever he started performing, we knew he was firing on all cylinders, like I said earlier. And Ethan took that challenge, and he wrestled, and he beat a kid from Martin County that all Ethan did was he never quit. He was down 9-1, something like that. 15 seconds ago in the match, Ethan caught him and pinned him, and it put him in the medal round.
Yeah, Ethan, what is your favorite thing about wrestling?
Really, like, how it kind of helps my body, really. I feel good. I feel fresh all the time.
Good. Well, we appreciate you coming in today. Jason, who else do you have for us?
Well, I got my alternate right here, Noah the Nail. He's Coach Brian's son. I've known Brian or Noah for like last 2-3 seasons. He's a really good kid on and off the mat. He puts his heart into it, 100%. There's never a dull moment around Noah, and I guess Coach Pinnell can definitely say the same thing.
Every gray hair in my head is because of this young man.
Well, tell us how you did at Region.
I got 6 at Regions. It was really tough, but I just didn't quit.
What was kind of your goal going into the regional tournament?
I just wanted to place there, like, for the past years, I either went 0-2, I wasn't doing good, so I just went to the place there.
Now, how long have you been wrestling?
5 years.
5 years, that's a pretty good run.
Yeah, he was started his wrestling career down in Clarksville with me with the Iron Knights.
Okay.
And then we ended up moving up here 2 years ago, right after the tornado came through, and we joined Coach Asher and the middle school team, and we haven't looked back yet.
Okay. Who else do you have with us, Jason?
Well, I've got a brand new kid, Evan Ramage. He came out probably 3 weeks ago, and he actually saw us at the Junior Armstrong that we hosted here, and he said, Coach, I really like what I see. Can I give it a shot? He came into the wrestling room. He's still learning some things, but as a new guy, he's definitely caught up a whole lot of what we're doing. He's a natural athlete. We found the right spot for him. Mm-hmm. And he's just a good kid overall, on and off the mat. I'm really proud of him.
Now, is this your tallest wrestler?
He's probably one of the taller ones I've ever had, I'll be honest. Most of the time we're short and stocky or short and heavy set, but Evan's definitely a different kid, but a good one. And I'm looking forward to his growth in the sport.
Well, tell us how you did in the region.
I got 3rd place.
So what made you want to wrestle? What made you? What did you see that wanted to make you get out there?
My mom pretty much talked me into it.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know how it was going to go until I got on the mat.
Now, what other sports do you play?
I play soccer, and I'm going to do track next year.
Now, will wrestling kind of help you with those sports, too?
Yes.
Definitely with the conditioning.
Yeah. Now, what kind of goals do you have going to state?
Just do my best.
All right. Appreciate you coming in. Jason, who else do we have?
I've got my 165-pounder, Bradley Asher. I am a little particular. He's my son.
All right.
He is our only regional champ this year.
Okay.
Next year, I'm sure we'll have a few more. Bradley is 37-0 right now, and I think he's ranked 4th in the state going into the state tournament. And everything works out right. Hopefully, we'll get a medal this year.
Wow. 37-0. What's been your toughest match this season?
Probably in regionals and, like, I think the semifinals with the Christian County kid.
Did you feel pretty good going into the regional tournament?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, your goal had to be winning the region, right?
Yeah.
Now, what do you look forward to at state?
Placing probably 4th or higher.
Now, what's your favorite thing about wrestling?
Just. In other sports, it's about a team, but, like, I like it when it's only me doing it.
Now, does your dad ever give you some pointers?
Yeah, all the time.
Do you listen to all of them?
Sometimes, yeah.
All right, there.
Yeah, I could definitely, yeah, sometimes. And he works out with the high school kids, too. And it also helps with Coach Niggles and Coach Brown. And I think a couple of these other guys, Ethan Clejay and a few other ones, has been kind of mentored through Troy, and I think they're really going to look forward to what we have coming back next season to them.
37-0 is pretty impressive.
And the thing is, he's very humble. He doesn't brag about it. And I'll ask him, you know, what do you think? And he goes, well, we'll kind of strategize what we're doing. But the whole season, he's never bragged about his record, never brought it up. He just takes one match at a time like the rest of these guys.
Well, good deal. Congratulations. Good luck at state. All right, Jason, who else do we have here?
We got Jonathan Couchy, a.k.a. Romeo.
All right, tell us how you did at Region.
I got 4th place.
That's pretty good. How long have you been wrestling?
First year.
first year. So, guys, that's pretty impressive then.
No, definitely coming out in a very tough region. I mean, we have Union, Paducah, Christian, and us. I mean, those four wrestling programs right there could win any region in the state.
Yeah.
And for a brand-new athlete to come out and place in this region with this competition was far and beyond an amazing sight for us.
Yeah, what was kind of your goal going into the regional? Were you just kind of hoping to qualify for state?
Yeah, hoping to do better than usual.
Yeah. Now, what do you have to do at state to do well up there?
Well, I just try my hardest and just don't give up.
All right. Good deal. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Jason, who else do we have?
I've got my second-year kid, Dawson Harris. He was an alternate last year.
Yeah.
And now we get to go to the big dance. Yeah. He's my heavyweight, and I'm looking forward to see what he does this state tournament.
Yeah, how'd the regional go for you?
It was really good. Even though I was kind of feeling under the weather, I still tried to push through it and didn't give up.
What's your favorite thing about wrestling?
I love the challenge it gives me, and it keeps me in shape for football, and I like slamming people.
Yeah. Now, what was your biggest challenge at region? Who was the tough guy for you?
A kid from Trigg. He's beat me every single time, and I'm getting really close to beating him. So I'm hoping I can beat him in state if I meet him in state.
Okay.
And I could have beat him if, well, I didn't have, you know, I was feeling under the weather. So.
Now, do you have a goal for the state tournament?
Yeah, to beat the guy from Trigg and to hopefully place.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Jason, do we have anybody else? Is that?
Well, we got one young man. He's not here with me right now. He's a first-year kid named Jarrett Vasco. He wrestles 150 with Evan. And it come down to Evan and Jarrett in the consolation finals, which is for third and fourth. And as a team rule, me and Brian, myself, we talked about, we won't coach against each other's kids, even if they're on the same team. Now, you're required to have a coach on the mat, so what we do is we'll just kind of sit there and watch. And a lot of times they'll look at us like, what do I do? And I'm like, well, it's your match. What do you think you need to do?
So we let the boys have a little bit of fun with it, too. I mean, I believe Ethan was over in one corner, and then another one of our athletes was over in the other corner. I think it was Dawson who was there. And so just having their teammates be their coaches. I mean, like I said, it's something fun for them. It's unique, and it just, I mean, helps build that camaraderie and everything. So,
now, what kind of season did you guys have leading up to the regional?
I was talking to Brian. This was probably one of the better seasons I've had, because in the past, you know, we might win one or two duels, because like Brian said, this is one of the tougher regions that you've got. Region one is. Well, we won this year. I think we won like 8 duels, counting the Armstrong. We went to the state duels and competed there. We did very well there as a team. Individuals, we got some fresh kids that have come out and contributed so much for the team. They're wanting to learn. They're hungry to win. And I think overall, we've got some solid kids.
What was kind of your hopes going into the regional?
Honestly, I was hoping to get at least 3 or 4 kids, and we exceeded that. And when we placed in the top 4, and we only had 11 kids, or there's 16 weight classes, well, some of these teams got 26, 28, 30 kids.
Yeah.
And like my coach Mickey Walls told me a long time ago, it's quality over quantity, and that's what we've got.
Now, you guys said some of the high school kids came out and helped you prepare for the region.
Oh, yeah, that was one of the – they came out, I think, Thursday or Friday last week, and they called me and said, hey, and this was all volunteer. This wasn't me asking them. The high school kids came to me and said, you care if we come help and roll with the kids? And so they did, and we had Kofi Walls. Justin Kleejay was there just for a little bit. Logan Brown. And we had Donovan Rogers. He came out, and as well as Coach Brown. And they offered some assistance, some of the kids on the mat, showing them some different things, what they can, and, you know, just getting them pointers.
Now, are the regions for middle school aligned the same way as the high school?
A lot like it, but they've got more teams in Region 1 than we do.
Okay. Looking ahead to state, when and where is the state tournament?
Our state tournament is actually going to be this weekend up in Louisville at the Expo Center up there. And Saturday is going to be the middle school tournament. And so all these young men that have talked here today, with the exception of Noah, as of right now, we're still hoping he's going to get that call saying, hey, somebody can't make it. We need you to come in for us. But like I said, everybody else is going to be wrestling on Saturday. But if Noah doesn't get that call, he's going to be wrestling on Sunday with the youth team as they compete in the state tournament as well. And now, it's still at the Expo Center up there in Louisville.
Now, how many youth do you have going?
Well, I actually have a total of 18 youth going. And out of that 18, 9 of them were regional champions.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's we ended up in third place, again, behind Union and Paducah. Paducah Tillman, sorry. But then, like I said, we had 133 team points. And, I mean, I'm beyond happy, stoked for them. I mean, this group of young athletes, with the exception of probably two or three of them, were all first-year athletes. Oh. And, like I said, I've got 18 that were awarded a state place. Mm.
Now, how do you remember each week where you're at?
I have parents that tell me, "Hey, we want to go to this tournament." But no, I live on Track Wrestling during wrestling season, and that's a website that we go to that we can look at all different tournaments. And like I've told you in the past, I've taken my youth down to Tennessee, over in Kentucky. We've gone up to Indiana, and next year we're planning on going to Illinois for a few tournaments, again to Tennessee, Kentucky, and then also, we're thinking about going to West Virginia for a tournament this summer, as well as Virginia Beach. Okay. So we will travel wherever there's a tournament.
Because every time I look on Facebook, you and the girls are winning someplace.
Yes, we are. My girls' team has done phenomenal. The K through second grade girls, they are turning heads. They're making a name for themselves. They're putting Caldwell Wrestling and Caldwell Ladies Wrestling on the map. Like I told you the other day on Facebook, I had five girls go down: Riley Bonnell, my daughter, and then Claudia and Una Ferguson, Freya Bruce, and Jade McIntosh. All five of those ladies went down to three major tournaments across Tennessee, and they won all three of those tournaments. That's the TNAAU, so the Tennessee AAU Top 100 Circuit, and my K2 girls won all three branches of it. And we're invited to go to the AAU Spring Nationals, which are in Kingsport, Tennessee, at the end of March here.
Yeah.
But along with that, all five of those young ladies now are ranked in the top 100 female wrestlers in the state of Tennessee.
Yeah.
And there's 350 young ladies who wrestle in Tennessee.
Wow. Jason, have you ever seen more wrestlers in Caldwell County than where the numbers are right now?
No, because usually when I was in school, and probably some of the older guys that have been around, a big team for us was like 10 to 12 kids. Oh. And usually two of them are in a weight class. And then this past summer, we did a lot of footwork to get everybody in the door, putting the word out, and then just having these young men in here right now is a blessing. Not only on the mat and off the mat, because their parents, this is probably one of the better parent groups that we've had. And we've always had really good ones, but this group right here is special. It really is.
We can't thank the parents enough for everything they do. They bring these young men and women to and from practice. They bring them to the tournaments. They get, because we are not a school-sanctioned sport, we don't have transportation provided. So, again, we just, those parents getting our athletes to the tournaments, to practice, to different events like this, it's what makes this team grow.
What would you guys say to somebody that maybe wants to try wrestling? And here's the thing, how early can you get into it? What age can you start?
We start at 4 years old, and I've already got a fresh batch of four-year-olds next year who are going to come in. And Jason and I are actually going to continue our wrestling club, the Tiger Wrestling Club, throughout summer. And so if anybody wants to come out, is anybody who's interested, talk to Jason or myself, and we'll let you know when our practice dates are. And over summer, we don't go as intense as what we do during the season, but it's more technical. And so anybody wants to come out, by all means, come on out, see what the sport's about. I mean, Evan's a prime example. He came to a tournament, fell in love with the sport. Now he's going to the state tournament right now.
Jason, once again, kind of recap who all is going to state for the middle school wrestlers.
We've got Zegan Harris. Excuse me. I got Zegan Harris, Ethan Klejay, Jarrett Basco, Evan Ramage, Bradley Asher, John the Couchy. I call him Romeo. We all have got nicknames on the team. John the Couchy, Dawson Harris.
Well, good luck to you guys. Appreciate you guys coming in, all of you coming in today and talking to us, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Again, that is Caldwell County Middle School Wrestling Coach Jason Asher, Caldwell County Youth Coach Brian Bunnell, and we appreciate all the Caldwell County Middle School wrestlers for dropping by the studio as well to talk wrestling with us. Speaking of wrestling, Caldwell County will host the Girls Regional Wrestling Tournament this Saturday at the CAB. It's actually the Regions 1 and 2 Wrestling Tournament. Weigh-ins between 8 and 9. Wrestling will get underway around 10 o'clock, maybe a little earlier than that at the CAB. So Caldwell County will get to host the Girls Regional Wrestling Tournament this Saturday at the CAB. We'll be back with more of the Sideline Report right after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Head to the Java Table on LaCourte Square in Princeton for breakfast, lunch, or your favorite coffee drink, hot or cold, known for their fresh and delicious handcrafted foods. Come to the table, the Java Table, Princeton.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, an overnight low of 30 degrees. By this afternoon, mostly sunny, high near 57. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday night, mostly cloudy skies, low around 39, and a south-southwest wind about 5 to 10 miles an hour. And then Friday, a bit warmer, partly sunny skies, high near 61. And Friday night, partly cloudy, with a low around 39. But back to right now, an overnight low of 30. By this afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 57 in southwestern Kentucky.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
Learn about your heart health with a simple scan. The Cardiology Clinic at Caldwell Medical Center features a highly trained team of heart health specialists and years of experience in cardiac health and wellness. Our specialists provide a wide range of cardiac-specific services, offering coronary artery calcium testing, stress test, echocardiograms, sleep studies, and more, all right here close to home. To schedule an appointment, visit CaldwellMedical.com.
KFC Princeton, offering their amazing fried chicken and all the fix-its. You can dine in or call your order for pickup inside or use their convenient drive-thru. Your local KFC is located on the Marion Road in Princeton. Whether you enjoy a quick lunch or take dinner home or maybe take something to a friend in need, they're always ready to help. They're also looking for team members at KFC. Ask about becoming a member of their team. KFC on the Marion Road, where they appreciate your support and they are Princeton strong.
Hancock's Neighborhood Market and the Persnickety Pig are teaming up for the big game. Enter to win a $200 prize pack to make your big game party a big hit. Enter today at WPKYOnline.com. Contest ends February 4th.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Or did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool too.
That's something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner.
Ball game over.
YourSportsEdge.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY, and we appreciate you tuning in today. Thanks once again to boys basketball head coach at Bowling Green High School, D.G. Sherrill, for joining us on the phone this morning. He's a former Caldwell County Tiger, a 1987 Caldwell County grad. Also, thanks to the Caldwell County Middle School Wrestling Team for coming by. Middle school coach Jason Asher and youth coach Brian Bunnell in the studio with us this morning. Don't forget, we've got basketball action on the air tonight. The Caldwell County Tigers and Lady Tigers will go to Trigg County. Homecoming night for the Wildcats and Lady Wildcats. Girls play at 6 o'clock. The boys will play at 7:30. Homecoming at Trigg County to take place before the girls' game tonight. So if you're headed to Trigg County, homecoming will be around 5:15 or 5:30. Girls at 6, guys at 7:30. We'll have all the action for you right here on WPKY tonight. Again, thanks for tuning in to the Sideline Report on this Thursday morning. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com, and this is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.